Hello and welcome to another episode of the PlaySafe Club. Today we have an interesting topic to talk about, somewhat controversial in many places, but also something that we should talk about because the PlaySafe Club is all about all things sex. So skipping this topic will not cover all of the things we are supposed to cover. So let's dig straight up. Speaking with you right now is Magnus, and I'm here with IJ. IJ, what's
Bambi.
IJ Bambi. Sorry, I like to call you IJ because I like to feel connected with the culture. But Bambi is nice. Bambi sounds like Bambi.
Everybody knows me as Bambi, that's why.
Oh, really?
So when you say IJ, it's like, it's a foreign person.
No, I think I want to connect with you personally, so I like to use IJ. So I have this personal name, you know, and you know this is person calling you.
He wants to connect with me personally, but it's Bambi that is here because you all know that I am Bambi.
Alright, that's Bambi talking there. So today we're talking about the LGBTQIA+, everything about it, and we would want to dissect or going through it, talk about it for a bit.
Okay, so when you say LGBTQA+, basically is about sexuality. That's our sexual orientations. Like, we have straight people and then gay people. So when you say someone is gay, it's like you're trying to generalize, but LGBTQA+ is like we're trying to tell you what and what is there. Because when you say gay, it's as if it's just the lesbians and then the gay guys that are there. Yeah.
But you have it's a whole spectrum, a broad spectrum of sexuality. So I think the first thing is talk about sexuality itself. Bambi, what do you think sexuality in the whole sense of it? What do you think sexuality is?
Well, sexuality is, like I said, sexual orientation, our sexual attraction, how we feel or how we're attracted to the next person, be it man, be it woman, sexually.
Yeah, to add to that, it also means that all of this attractiveness comes in different types, different spectrums. And that's what we talk about today. It's not just a men who are attracted to men and women are attracted to women. There are many more things about gayness than just being men to men and women to women. So that's what we are here to dissect today. So first of all, we've all heard about the LGBTQA+. And then we should also know that each of the letters of the LGBTQ means something. Even the plus means that there are still more discoveries in the different sexualities as the day go by. So that's more letters are added to the LGBTQ. So the LGBTQ stands for different things, and we shall get to that in a minute. So Jay, can you run us through the letters?
Okay, yes. LGBTQ A+, yeah? So L is standing for lesbians. I mean, everybody knows who a lesbian is. It's a woman that is attracted to a woman sexually, yes. And then G stands for gay, men attracted to men sexually. I like to say sexually, so you know that, yes, this is what we're talking about. And then B stands for bisexual. Most of us know that when someone is attracted to neither a man or a woman or either of them, anyone goes. Then T stands for transgender, a person who lives as a member of a gender other than the expected based on sex or gender aside at birth. Here we have cross-dressers, like I'm a girl, and everyone knows that, yes, I'm a girl. Okay, yes, tomboys, yes? Tomboys, cross-dressers, James Brown, all of them are like that. Okay.
Well, let's buttress that a little bit. So, for transgender people, they are born in a particular way. Okay, yeah. At birth, they are assigned a particular sex. At birth, everybody's assigned a particular sex. So you come out as a boy or a girl, and then as you grow up, you probably feel like other things. You know, I could be assigned a man at birth or a boy at birth, and then as I grew up, I discover I am a woman, or I feel I am a woman, and then I decide I want to live like a woman. So I go through all the processes, surgery and mental orientation to live like a woman, and I am happy with what I'm doing. So that's a transgender person.
Yeah, and I mentioned James Brown. Yes, I don't know anybody who doesn't know James Brown. I think everybody should know Bob Risky. So check him out and know what I'm talking about.
Well, But Briskin might not come off as he might not agree.
He looks it. He doesn't have to agree. He let him not agree, but we know that it is.
But I feel that he's just a cross-dresser. He's not a transgender. He might come off as transgender to some people, but I think he's still a man who just likes to dress like a woman.
But he's already working on his, unless he's wearing stuff and he's not real surgery, but he already did something on his hips.
Interestingly, I had this argument with a friend some days back, you know, while I was away, and he was saying that it's not possible that she or he did not do something on his body. And I am saying that there was this this interview I watched, and he came on, you know, looking more like a man. So I'm like, did he wear this body cam or what they called it, you know, to look like a woman and then come up? It's just very, very not too clear.
Okay.
No, but I like to stand, you know, I like to stand on the part that he's just a cross-dresser, you know.
Right.
Probably.
Okay,
you know.
So let me agree that Bob Risky is a cross-dresser. Check J Boogie is another one. J Boogie has hips. I think his hips are like bigger than mine. So please, that one, you can't tell me anything about that one. He's not just a
cross-dresser. Okay, for J Boogie, I heard about J Boogie, and they said that is his natural state. That's the way he is naturally. He didn't do any surgeries.
That was the way he looks.
That's what they said. I don't have any confirmation on that. Then we have other people also who are probably
the Kardashian
father, you know, who is now Jenna, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'll be prosecuted or sued for saying the Kardashian father, but you know how I'm referring to anyway.
Yeah.
I can't remember his name at the moment. Sorry, her name at the moment. Please, yeah. Please pardon me. So the cross dressers are this kind of people. They actually now, you can't address, it is illegal to address that person as this. So far they have come up and they've said, okay, this is what I want to live like.
And
so you have
who
to
I am.
And this is who I am. So you have to address them by that particular nomenclature, else you could be liable for prosecution. But not in Nigeria anyway, in countries where these things are legalized.
Yeah, it's not legal here. So next one would be I, which stands for intersex. Okay, person both with a combination of male and female biological characteristics. I've heard that a lot, but I've not seen anything like that before.
Okay, there is the word that is not often used then nowadays anyway, because that's offensive, but I think the word would be hermaphrodite.
Well, but yeah, I've heard of it growing up. I think I read a book that was like that. I've seen a movie as well, Nigerian movie that was acted like that as well, but I've not really seen anyone like that except for the transgenders that really work on their body to be what they, because okay, there was this girl, I can't remember her name, but I think she's Nigerian, but she doesn't live here. She wanted to live as a guy and then she had to take her breasts off, or she's in Ghana, I can't remember the particular country. Yes, but I've not really seen someone that was really born like that. I don't know, I'm not sure.
Well, there are some reports anyway, and people saying that they know people, or seen people who have put sexual organs, but those are one of nature's many things that we don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Most of those things that we don't really understand. So let's go to the next one.
So the next one should be Q. Q stands for questioning, people exploring their gender identity and sexual orientation.
Okay, those ones are still trying to, they probably are attracted to both people, and
these
they don't really
confused.
Yes. I was trying to avoid that word.
Well, it's true, you're confused, because it's true, you're in a state of confusion because you're not sure, am I interested to this guy or is it this girl? You're just there, you're attracted to someone, but you're not sure the gender you're attracted to, so you're confused.
Okay, they are still, they are questioning anyway.
They're
still in doubt. They're still like,
mm-hmm.
No, trying to explore and know where they belong.
So this, okay, the next should be C, stands for curious, people who don't identify as bisexual but are just curious towards both men and women.
Those ones are explorers. Those are the deep explorers.
Mm-hmm.
They are not just questioning, they're already doing it.
Okay.
And they're not, you know, they're neither here or there, and they're not saying they are bisexual.
Okay.
So they're just, you know, enjoying both of three of both worlds. Three of all the three worlds. The worlds of gay, lesbian and bisexual world. So they are
okay.
You know, enjoying themselves in the process of trying to be, you know, to find out what it's like.
Alright. Then A stands for asexual. Persons who do not experience sexual attraction. I was reading a webtoon. If you, in case you don't know what a webtoon is, it's like manga. That's like a cartoon kind of comic novel, stuff like that. And then there's this guy that is asexual. That's like the first time I actually read and looked into, like, it was as if I was seeing through his own eyes. Because when you say asexual, you're not attracted to someone. Does it really, in my mind I was confused, does this thing happen actually? And then was if I was looking through his eyes, and man, it's not fun. What he was writing and what he was talking about, man, it was not fun. I mean, when a guy comes to you, you think, oh, okay, probably it might be this guy, but there's nothing. And then when a girl comes, okay, let's see, but at the end of the day, it's nothing.
Just as in nothing happened, like, but they know they rise.
No, nothing. They don't want anything with them, like, sexually, because it doesn't really work. So they're just there.
So are you saying these people are also celibate?
They might be. He never mentioned having sex with anyone because he was, I'm talking about the manga guy now, the webtoon guy. So he didn't mention having sex with anyone. He was just there. I can't remember his name, but I think he's Asian. He was just there. He was just talking about how he fights with his demons and all of that. And good for him. People were in the comment section engaging. And then most of them, I just saw most of them like, yeah, I feel you, guy. This is the same thing that I'm going through. But none of them mentioned having sex with anybody.
Well, that's pretty interesting. I have not come across any literature on asexuality, but I do know that these are people who do not have any sexual feelings towards the male or the female gender. They just know themselves. You know, I have not perused or gone through any book relating to that.
Okay. So. Yeah. So moving on, there is P. It stands for pansexual. People attracted towards members of all gender identities and expressions.
Is that free spirit?
Sounds like bisexual again. Bisexual, curious, and pansexual sounds like the same thing, but I don't think they are the same, which they are really not. So they are attracted to members of all gender identities. So, okay, when you say all gender identities, it's like everything male.
Everything in the spectrum.
Everything, yeah.
Everything, both asexuals, intersex,
they're not
any
really
individual, they, and any individual, they could just feel attraction to any individual at all.
They are not really.
Despite their sexual orientation.
Okay, those ones are there. Then G stands for gender non-conforming. Person who either by nature or by choice does not conform to gender-based expectations of the society.
Yeah, so they could be male and female at the same time.
Okay, that's what it means.
Yeah,
okay. So yeah, then it now really sounds like is it transgenders, those that don't want to conform with what the sex they were born into.
I think another name for them would be non-binary people, who you can't say they are. So those are the ones who choose pronouns, so you don't call them he or she.
Yeah.
they have their own pronouns.
I mean, those ones, I see them, they are really fine, and like there is attraction when I see a non-binary person. It's like, it's sexy to me. I don't know, but probably the way the kind of attitude they put off, or I don't know, but I just like them. And I also wonder, I mean, when you say you're non-binary, please don't call me a guy. I'm a girl, but yeah, don't call me a girl, and please don't call me a guy. You're just there. I don't know, what are you doing? I don't know.
Well, it's people's choice. These are what they want to, yes, you know, they want to live by. So
yeah, I don't see. Yeah, but okay.
That's okay.
There's A. It stands for androgynous. Gender expression, elements of both masculinity and femininity. Okay, so I think I made a mistake by calling dumb boys transgenders. So I'll be cross-dressers. They're cross-dressers anyway, but I think they're the ones here, because I'm a girl, and then femininity, there's femininity in me because I'm going through the whole stuff, you know, what's it called, I'm trying to look for the word, biological stuff as a woman.
Yes, yes.
And then in some cases I also portray my feminine acts. There are some things that a woman should do, like I cook, I clean. Okay, no, that's
not
off.
A woman.
Yeah, so like I don't know, I'm trying to look for something to say like yes, but then I have this masculinity thing of me. When you come out and then I see between boys, I want to beat. Who is that? Who did that? I want to join and do beating. I want to make money like boys. Not everybody wants to make money, but there are these people that are like, they dress like men, and then, you know, everybody knows who the tomboy is. I don't know what I'm trying to explain, but I think androgynous people, they are tomboys, sort of.
Yeah. Okay, I would say for androgynous people, they are people who, you know, they're free spirits, basically. Mm-hmm. They're persons who call themselves two spirits. So they believe that the male and the female genders exist in them. They could exist in both genders at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, just for example, you see there's this particular photo, just an example anyway, it doesn't signify what I'm saying, of someone, a model who wore a clothes. So the top part of the cloth was looking like a suit, you know, with a tie and all of that, and the bottom part of the cloth were looking like a dress, flowing with full, as in a full ball gown flowing. So that kind of outlook shows, you know, a two spirit kind of thing. So yeah. Part of me is a man, part of me is a woman, and I exist in both of them at the same time, and I'm, you know, living them fully. So that is what I think androgynous should be.
All right, so we would head to some terminologies of the LGBTQI A+ yeah. community.
This terminology is important so that you understand, you know, the LGBTQ is like a new thing that we're coming to understand. Mm-hmm. You know, so there are things that relate to them, the way they address themselves, the way they feel, you know, amongst themselves, how they, you know, talk to themselves, or terminologies that are peculiar to them. So we're trying to bring them to light, and we can go along, Bambi.
Yeah, so while I mention this, I want you to think of where you belong, because you might belong somewhere and you're not sure it actually has a label or a term. So the first one is ally. An ally is someone who confronts heterosexism, homophobia, biphobia, transphobia, heterosexual, gender straight privilege in themselves and others. It has concern for the well-being of lesbians, gay, bisexual, trans, and transphobia as sexual justice issues. So these people believe that being homophobic, like homophobia, transphobia, blah blah blah, the biphobia, as social justice issues. So an ally is basically a person that see wrong with you putting a gay guy in jail because he's gay.
They're not gay in themselves, so they're not lesbian. They just support the cause.
They might be straight self, but
they support the cause. They don't, in fact, they fight for all of these rights. They make sure that people who are in the LGBTQ are not discriminated against in any form, in any way. So mm-hmm. that is an ally.
Yeah. And then biphobia, prejudice, fear, or hatred directed towards bisexual people. So if you don't like to associate, when you see that, okay, when you just notice that, oh, this guy is bisexual or this guy is bisexual, and then you don't want to, you just hate them because of that, you're biphobic. The term, you're biphobic, and people are like that as well.
Yeah.
So then we're going to talk about coming out.
It's a period, you know, when you show your who you are, basically. You tell the world, this is who I am. Mm-hmm. You know, I am lesbian, I am gay, I am bisexual, I am two spirits, I am non-binary, I am gender fluid, I'm pansexual, whatever you are. So that is a period, that is a time when you, that announcement you make, it could mm-hmm. be an announcement by way of speech, it could be on social media, it could be, you know, just coming out one day and dressing the way you feel you like. That is a period of, that's a time of coming out, mm-hmm. basically.
So in case you see the word anywhere that I came out or someone came out, depending on the context,
out, yeah.
depending on the context as well, you should know what it really is. And there are a lot of people struggling with this. They are just in they are in forms that they don't want to be, but because of social justice and the phobias,
society, yeah, cultural,
they don't want to
yeah.
come out because they don't want to feel that whole, they're not strong enough emotionally and otherwise to handle the whole thing that society would throw at them. So the next one we're going to talk about is queer. Magnus.
Queer is an umbrella term that embraces a matrix of sexual preferences or orientations, and it's not exclusively just lesbians and gay, rather, but it includes a whole bunch. So you could say all people in the LGBTQ are queer people. You know, queer in the sense that we're not applying the traditional terms to them. They're gay, they're lesbian, they're bisexual, and there are many other things that are unfolding every day as far as sexuality is concerned. So those are queer people. So it's an umbrella term basically to refer to the LGBTQ.
Okay, so the last one we'll be taking on that these themes is called ze and her. That's like Z-E or H-I-R. So these are alternate pronouns that are gender neutral and preferred by some gender variant persons. So you could pronounce them as Z and her, and it will replace he, she, his, hers, respectively.
Yeah, so earlier on we were talking about them non-binary persons, people who do not subscribe to being male or female.
Yeah.
They are just, you know, there in between.
So you don't call him,
you don't call them,
yes. Don't say here or Z, or say them, there. I mean, don't say he,
yes,
or her, so that you don't get a punch in your face.
It's very important to learn all of these terms, you know, so that you do not address them improperly. You address them as they are supposed to be addressed. So these are the terms with LGBTQ. So it's been a wonderful time talking with Bambi, and we've had fun so all of this time. But just to wrap it up, this particular topic is more of an introduction. In subsequent episodes, we'll dwell more on the LGBTQ and talk about all of the spectrum, everything that's pertains to it, so that we get to understand it more. But it's very, very important that we understand this, because whether we like it or not, it's part of our reality now.
Yes.
And then we have to understand them for who they are.
Yes.
So that we know how to relate with them.
Yes,
it's very, very
because,
important.
Because if you say that sexuality exists, I think you should know that there are people that won't conform to your own type of sexuality.
Yes, and should be able to know how to relate with them and how to respect your boundaries.
They are people.
Yes.
They are just people like you. They're not trying to invade your privacy or something. So, yeah. But
so,
being homophobic and being biophobic or whatever, all of them are okay as well. I won't tell you that it's not okay to be what you are. There are people that, no matter what, like, I'm an ally, because I don't really see why people should people should talk against these people or try to fight them or anything. Yes, but it's okay to also be biphobic and homophobic,
in as much as you do not do any harm to this person.
Exactly.
What we mean by that to be okay means that you're it's okay to have your opinion.
Yes.
It's a process to accepting these people, and you might not ever accept them. It's also okay never to accept them, because it's your opinion. If you're never going to accept a gay person, that is your problem. But do not discriminate against them. Do not harm them in any way. Do not prevent them from getting their due rights. That's the basic thing we're referring to here. So Bambi, it's a wonderful time having you here, and we hope that you also have been educated. You've been informed, you know, by listening on this podcast. Please send in your comments. Let us know what you think, and you know, you can disagree with us, you can agree with us, you can tell us whatever you like.
And
you know,
we would reply.
We would reply, yes. We want you to engage us. All thank right. you, and we'll see you next time.
All right.